The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Oh, I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy. Sorry. What up, Trav Nation? Sorry, I was just enjoying a drink of this strawberry banana bonanza testicle festival shake. These things are delicious. If you haven't gotten yours, and I'm not a paid spokesperson at all, Trav Nation. You know that. I'm just a big fan of these strawberry bonanza strawberry banana bonanza testicle festival shakes. They make me feel my balls are huge. Thank you all so much. You guys have got to try these. And if you do, listen, not related, I'm not paid, but if you use sponsor code TravNation, you get 20% off. Just that's something I can offer you. Sorry, go on.
On our website, where if you use the code TravNation, you save 1%. Your price is increased by 5%. You made 5% too much.
And I am a scary mummy.
Hi, you spooky guy. Welcome to the show, everybody. Tis the season to talk about the new costumes for ourselves. And I thought we could all just kind of pick them out together.
Yeah, are you thinking you're going with a news peg this time or sort of a reverent?
Well, here's the thing, Griff.
Yeah.
The much needed and hopefully soon ending strike by the SAG group that we have to be a part of has complicated some of the discussion of the the timely new costumes.
Yes.
Well, luckily, Justin, we've got Spirit Halloween, at least here in the U.S., Spirit Halloween for all of your non-trademarked costume needs.
Okay, real quick, just a quick check-in with everybody. Where's the Spirit this year? In
what?
Your region. Trav, where's the Spirit this year?
Oh, it's in the abandoned urban air playground that used to be like a trampoline park.
You know what's so wild, Trav? No shit. My Spirit Halloween's in what did they call it? Trampoland? What was the
one? Oh, really?
Oh, that's not a good name.
Extreme Air. Air. The Toys R Us trampoline park.
Yeah.
Spirit Halloween now. COVID was rough on trampoline parks.
In D.C., Griffin's is in Kevin McCarthy's abandoned office.
Oh,
whoa!
Shit.
Travis topical. Took mine.
Oh, shit!
Travis took mine. I was going to do a D.C. joke, but Travis took
mine. No, now you do your D.C.
joke.
Was
it as good as that, though? Because that was fucking good.
No, his was better. I was going to say mine was in the Smithsonian Museum of Horror. Which is the scariest of the Smithsonian. Do you know they just have a castle in the middle of the city for no GD reason? I think I'm going to be... Oh, I can't be a Minions, can I?
No, you can because be Yellow Thumb Man.
Yes, I see I see Fart Pill here. Yellow Fart Man.
Yellow Fart Man Pill. Yellow Fart Man Pill.
Could be him.
And it says here, evil stepfather. I think that's supposed to be Gru. I'm not 100% sure. It's not a good description that they went for there.
The very front of the website says Shop Wednesday, but it's Thursday, and I simply cannot wait 6 days.
No.
Do they have on there Quiet Fish Lady? Because ever since my daughter saw that movie, they wanted to be Quiet Fish Lady for Halloween.
Now, I'm so sorry. Do you mean Shape of Water?
No, Quiet Fish Lady. She has the red hair, and her dad He's angry. He's got a big fork.
Okay. Okay. You can understand my confusion, though, that
I actually can't,
lady.
Griffin, because I prefaced it by saying my daughters, after seeing the movie, wanted to be it. So you thought, what movie could Travis have shown his daughters that then they'd want to be?
Girls, wake up. They're doing a 7th anniversary showing. We got to get there, guys. Yeah,
we got to drive 6 hours to the nearest showing. Wake up. Don't tell your mom. Come on.
It's the sing-along version. Do not parents know about the sing-along thing?
Maybe
sometimes
not.
Sometimes when they do a movie that your kids love and have already watched 1,000 times, they will re-release it like a month later, and they just have like a follow the bouncing ball thing at the end of the songs, and your kids are encouraged just to absolutely go bananas.
The best part of that, the thing I love about that, is that the preconception of that is that until then, my kids had not been singing along to the music they'd heard 1,000 times because there were no words to be read on screen.
Travis, no, man. The permission is for the adults, you know? The words on screen give them permission to play.
Yeah.
Give me permission? I'm an adult. I don't need permission.
Yeah, but
I pay the bills under my roof.
It's the social cue. It says, this is okay. This is permitted. This is what we want you to do.
Social cues.
I'm thinking about,
I always
maybe,
forget about those. Yeah.
I'm looking at the website, and it looks like Spirit Halloween is offering a costume that is a big pig, like a tall pig, a pretty huge pig.
Tell me about the girth.
Wide as it is tall, just like a huge, like
wide
seven,
as it is tall, a real
7 foot
pig,
tall. It's
and 7 foot wide,
and it's wearing a Lakers jersey, and it says Shaquille O'Squeal. I don't think that people are going to get that if you wear that to a party.
If it says O'Squeal on the back, I could see that coming across.
That, wait, no, it doesn't have anything on the back. This is bullshit, Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
There's Balloon Boy. There's two different Balloon Boys. There's
with balloons?
Balloon Boy with balloon. And then there's one if Balloon Boy had gone bad. Yeah, that one's sort of irreverent South Park one.
Do they have a skinny chocolate selling man on there?
Skinny chocolate. Oh, you're still doing the movies joke. We went back.
Oh,
to
is
the,
that from a movie?
Other.
Sorry, Griffin.
Joke.
I've only read the novel.
Okay.
That's why he changed the title inexplicably.
God,
I can't remember.
I can't wait to talk about skinny man.
They have a big section on here for JoJo Siwa outfits, which if you don't know. The JoJo Siwa outfits they have are like the rainbow jackets and the denim and the huge bows and everything. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but JoJo Siwa has a vastly different vibe now.
Yeah.
Than this iconic. And I was thinking about it. Wouldn't it be weird to go into a Spirit Halloween and one of the costumes available they had was 8-year-old Justin McElroy? Like, what if they kept costumes of your stees? From a different time in your life. Like, oh yeah, that was, he had highlights, if you can believe that. So this is the one, the Justin Wick has highlights. This is 13-year-old Justin.
Here's a huge No Fear t-shirt. A huge No Fear t-shirt.
And here's the spoiler. There's a little card in there that just says, for character purposes, he had lots of fear. There was plenty of fear. Don't worry.
And it is also the Christian parody version of No Fear. It is not a legitimate No Fear t-shirt. Yeah. It is like No Pain, No Christ,
I thought,
with the K and the W.
No Woman, No Cry.
No Woman, No Cry, No Christ, No Pain. No Christ, No Pain, I don't think is what it is. I don't think it's
I think that was it. Christ is just pain leaving the body. I think it's what it was.
Stop it. Stop it. Cooper had to come up with a sentence for school that used and. And the sentence she came up with was, I like pizza and God.
Together. Just me and my best friend.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Christians. Teenage Mutant Ninja Christians. Where's that movie? Please,
thank
Kevin
you.
Sorbo. Yes. Get at me, Kev.
Kevin Sorbo.
Get at me,
with
Kev.
All of your riches that I'm sure you're just sitting
Kev,
on.
Kev, I know so you're busy. Sitting on riches, pal.
So busy focused on the family, we're not focused on fun. And you got to cut loose sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's what I'm thinking. Live action.
Jesus made wine.
Yeah, live action. Kevin plays every turtle.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'm. That's as far as I've got.
Turtle.
Kevin Sorbo's every turtle. If Kevin is a douchebag, turtle power.
If we're talking about a movie that cannot be made. I mean, the laws of nature. Is it still a strike project in the film? Could not, would not, shall not ever.
Yeah. Must not. I would say must not. Must not. There's only so many seals left on the apocalypse. We can't make Kevin Sorbo Presents Kevin Sorbo as all four Ninja
Kevin
Turtles.
Sorbo Christian Turtles is the name of this film now. Why can't it get made? Juice, you saw Multiplicity. They can have four versions of one dude.
It can't be made. It can't be made. It can't be made. Kevin's Kevin does, first of all, he's allergic to the glue they use to do the dot mapping on the face. So that's out.
Famously.
You'd have to do everything hand paint.
Well, it would be, he would only have to do the mocap once. And then we'll just copy and paste that Teenage Mutant Christian Turtle four times.
Yeah.
And so anytime, so, and we can paint different colors on him in post, like give him different color headbands and shit.
Yeah. This all tracks, actually.
They will all have guns in this version.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Which is just going to make this multiplicitying of Sorbo much easier.
I think when it's plural, it's sorbet.
Sorbet.
Stupid. That's stupid. Have you guys picked out costumes yet?
I'm so tired of doing jokes, man.
Whoa.
Aren't you?
That sounded like Justin was being sincere, like a sincere brother question.
Yeah, I was
kind of
like just talking. You know what I mean? Like people do.
And also, Griffin, we're like 10 minutes into the show, bub. I don't know. Wow. I don't know what to tell you, man. We
really
got a lot left to go
with
here.
That fucking intro, dog.
Okay.
Did you hear my Shaquille O'Squeal joke? God damn, I need a fucking, I need to go on a break after that. Come on.
You need a sabbatical?
I need a sabbatical. That was hot shit.
Griffin is worrying me a bit now because normally this kind of energy would be building to some sort of a bit or a twist or like.
Nah, man, I shot my wad on Shaquille O'Squeal. I'm fucking toast, dude.
Have we ever had a 12-minute episode before? What if we just said, hey, man, listen, we know it's short, but every second was gold.
How do you tell
Shaquille O'Neal? No,
you just said his name in a strange way.
Squeal no squeal. How do you mean it? How do you mean it? You can't.
Did you change the first
Papa
name?
Hogs. You can't mean it.
Did you change the first name?
I think I just the Shaquille. Queel in a weird way.
Shaquille La Squeal. He's
he's a pig detective.
Yes.
Guys, I don't think we can. I think
he's
maybe,
half pig, half porcupine.
What if we did a funny joke where we were like, this one is only 12 minutes long because we couldn't top it, and it's a funny joke, but it has a benefit.
No, we
of,
have to do ads.
That's true. Okay, let's do the ads.
No, let's do at least one question. People need this. People rely on this advice. They don't tell us that ever.
Yeah, we're kind of a frontline worker when you think about
man.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's not
how
accurate,
come nobody
Trav?
Bangs pots out their windows at us?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we walk down the street, people should bang their pots out their windows at us.
They do that at me when I'm creeping around for their pies.
Yeah.
Got the
and
pies
then you,
out
and you cough up a whole fish skeleton while you're singing on the back fence.
I would be a very, if, okay, you know Bobby's World.
Sure.
Bobby's World is the Howie Mandel sort of like, or, what's another one?
My Life with Louie? Was that it? With Louie Anderson?
Yeah, Little Louie, that kind of. If it was going to be, if someone was going to do that about my life, I think that's the approach they would take. That would
make
be the animated
kitty?
Approach. What?
Oh, I thought you meant
like
make
a Heathcliff
kitty.
Style.
Yeah.
You know, like Justin, no one should. Kind of that kind of
no
thing.
One
like
should?
A, no one
that's
should.
That's how the Heathcliff terrorized the neighborhood.
So wait, Heathcliff's position. Heathcliff was like neighborhood watch?
No, he was terrorism. He was
a terrorist.
He terrorized
the neighborhood.
And the song was explicitly saying, hey, don't do that. Heathcliff, no one should terrorize the neighborhood.
I know fuck all about Heathcliff because I find him offensive because of Garfield. Like I'm offended by Heathcliff. All I know is he's got a lot of friends, which says a lot about how much confidence they had in the Heathcliff character that they had to flood the show with other storylines. Garfield doesn't need that.
I wish I had been there when the studio executive was like, what is it? He's just a big cat? We can do that.
Hey, love that.
Dude, hey, guys. Hey, everybody likes Garfield. Let's do a Garfield.
Let's just do a Garfield. Call up Jim.
Let's do a Garfield for ourselves. There's plenty of money to go around. It's like Gallagher 2.
I think it's really cool that we were like, oh, man, we used up so many funny jokes.
Please.
Can't keep going. Please. I know what we'll do. We'll just hit some stuff that's not funny at all to reset
for
the
like, if I'm at, all right. Question. There's some good ones here.
That was the chill out tent. And now, we're amping up.
Have some orange slices and let's get into it.
Let's go.
I have a lot of coworkers with infants and small children. They're always showing me pictures and telling me funny stories, which is cool. But here's the issue. I know nothing about babies. I don't have or want kids, nor do I have any friends or family with small children. So my experience with those little critters is extremely limited. I'm tired of responding to kid talk with something generic like how cute or that's so funny. As child havers yourselves, you must know what are some good ways to compliment babies. That's from Befuddled by Babies in Boston.
One of my go-tos is like a reaction of like, oh my God, like that child is so cute. It causes me physical pain.
Yeah, that's huge.
And you
huge.
Go like, oh man. Oh, yeah. God, that kid's so cute, right? It's like, oh, it hurts. Call an ambulance. But not for me.
A lot of parents like it when you talk about how thick their baby is. And
yeah,
how,
that's
like, because it's like they're thriving.
That baby's doing the one thing that it is legally required to do. Which
look
is
at
get
that.
Bigger.
Just hit them with a look at that stack of pancakes.
Oh, that's a good one.
No?
Don't try to... No, guys, here's the thing. Don't try to vamp this. Because listen what Griffin just said.
Look at that. Should I say it again?
Yeah. Say it again and imagine you just like pulled out the first picture of your newborn baby.
Look at that.
Go ahead, Griff.
Look at that stack of pancakes. Yum, yum.
You can't sound hungry is what I'm saying. Like, you can't... Does that make
people
you sound
wanna
like
eat
a troll?
Baby. People want to
like
eat
a, that is a, like a deep... sort of genetic thing is you find something so cute that you're like, I'm gonna, that's a real thing.
Griffin is absolutely correct here, J-Man.
There's science behind it. Yeah.
There's science behind lots of things. You can't just sit on here and be like, everybody wants to eat babies all the time.
No. It's
not all the time, only when they see them.
It's a response to finding something so cute that you have to eat it. That's
Justin,
like
I'm going
to
go a step further and say, if you want to eat babies all the time, even when you're not looking at a baby,
that's not
hugely problematic. If you're
sucks.
Sitting around at home, you're like, I just have to consume a baby.
How am I the bad guy? How am I the bad guy now?
Well, you introduced 24/7 baby craving.
No. I'm not the villain of this piece, guys. I'm sorry.
What if you reacted to seeing the baby like they were showing you videos of their cool skateboard tricks?
Yeah.
And you were just like, whoa, radical.
Yeah.
Whoa, that fuck. Sense. Yeah. That, you fuck. Nailed that.
Cursing
ah, gnarly,
is
bro.
Cursing's
cursing
huge.
Is good. Fuck. Yeah. That's a good response.
Fuck yeah, that's a baby.
The thing is, God, you got to remember that, honestly, they don't care what you say to this. What's nice is that you are, the fact that you care enough, right, to worry about what you're responding means you're already doing the right thing. You're listening, you're engaging, laughing appropriately, but that's all the person's looking for. Honestly, they don't have a lot going on in their life right now, probably because new babies absorb a lot of that stuff. So just having an adult to talk to is a delight, trust
now,
me.
Now, don't
no
get
one's
it
expecting
twisted.
Baby expertise. In fact, people hate baby expertise.
Don't do that.
Do not want to hear any baby expertise.
There's not a right thing to say, though, but we can all agree there's like a wrong
thing. There's like 100 million wrong things.
100 million wrong things. Don't react badly. Don't react in a negative way, and I think you'll be fine.
Sorry, yeah. I need Justin to stop barreling the camera because he's causing me like a
he's
great
giving
deal
a lot of gems.
Are you getting a lot? Are you getting jokers. These fucking gems from Juice?
It's just, I feel like that's the most natural. Okay.
That's why I put you guys off to my right.
I've
got you guys off to, yeah, there's no way.
I feel like Griffin and I, the way we're looking right now on my screen, we're talking at Justin. And Justin just.
You guys are right here. You're right here. This is you. Oh, no. This is you, okay? And this is my eye line. It's this close. It's right here.
You're over here. You can't see my hand. You're over there to me.
Hmm.
But this
is nothing to
audio.
Most of our
like
audience,
worst,
I will
top,
say.
Top worst audio ever. Here comes your next question.
Oh, whoa, wait, down. Let me brace. Go ahead.
I FaceTime with my 9-year-old niece every week. Humble brag. Her preferred activity is called Haunted House, in which she acts out being possessed by a demon.
Whoa.
She gets to play both the cold, calculating demon and the pleading victim, screaming for help, panicked, crawling, death scenes, etc. It's a fairly demanding role with a good amount of emotional complexity. My character, Concerned Aunt, on the other hand, is very flat. I mostly yell, no, and get away from her. What are some ways I can add nuance to my character without taking away too much of her spotlight? That's from Bad Actress in The Big Apple.
You're not a bad actress. There's no such thing as bad actresses, only bad roles. And that's what this is. But it's mm-hmm. a necessary role.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, this is a thought I have often where I'm like, you know when you watch someone in a horror movie and like bad shit is happening and you're like, why are they more concerned? Or like, why are they still in the house? Or like, how are they letting this happen, right? And it's like, are you sure that your niece isn't possessed with the demon? Are you 100%?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
100% certain?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know, Justin. It's not real. I have a lot of great characters in my house. There's Chatty, who is like the cool version of me.
Yeah.
And that's when my hair is down like
so
that.
So Chad Daddy, is that what we're
Chatty,
hearing?
Yeah, Chatty. And he's cool. Okay. And he doesn't have any rules. And
he doesn't
that's
look
a cool.
Very, he does
if you need a break
cool.
as a parent, you just summon up Chatty.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to police anything. He can get on pads, mm-hmm. eat chocolate, whatever.
Yeah.
My character, Philip Panty Pants, is the character for, he's a secret agent who helps us do the scavenger hunts. You guys have sent like video.
Oh, yeah,
before.
Sure.
Yeah.
Seen all about Philip Panty Pants and his arch enemy, Carl Stinkums, who, guess what? Also me.
Also Whoa. You. That's great.
Yeah. Don't tell the girls. I'm going to tell them when they're 18 that I'm both Philip Panty Pants and okay. Carl Stinkums.
Justin did the character of Beetlejuice in front of my son so many times that my son has developed his own Beetlejuice personality called Justin got a chance to meet him last weekend, which I imagine was very exciting for him.
It was so thrilling.
Very satisfying. His name's Jeffy Butterson. He summoned him by saying his name 5 times. So sort of like Candyman rules.
He my favorite is he doesn't walk, he parties.
Yeah,
he parties as
a means of conveyance. He does party. His favorite color is disco.
This dude rules.
Yeah, Jeffrey Butterson is actually
his favorite.
Good.
His favorite holidays are Easter and Hanukkah, which is wildly confusing.
Yeah.
I love that. Butterson's got an open mind.
I don't get to be characters in this house. That's why when I'm on this show, guys, it's USA Characters Welcome, because I got to fucking blast this off so I don't try to workshop any material in front of fucking Jeffy Butterson.
See,
get my ass handed to me.
I'm the other side of this, right, where my favorite thing, it cracks me up every fucking time. Dot will be like, hey, play Barbies with me. And I'm like, okay, man. And she'll have a Barbie and she'll hand me a Barbie. And I'm like, okay. Hey, Skipper, how's it going? And then Dot goes, Skipper's asleep.
You fucked up, man.
Okay, so what do I do? And she's like, just have your Barbie do stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then I just realized Dot's just
watching
me
play.
Now.
Yeah, that's
play Barbie. And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's
the behavior you're modeling. They'll remember for a lifetime, Trav. That's quality
beautiful.
Time.
I have a character that I call Befuddled Dad.
Oh, and not the best name.
I know, but it's normally just a bit of like, I can't remember how to pronounce the names of different characters.
Okay.
And that's how I landed on Smelsa, who is Elsa's smelly sister. And
Elsa has a sister who's normal.
Well, that's Banana. Basically, I've created like a Waluigi and a Wario,
okay.
right? To Elsa and Anna, who are Smelsa and Banana.
That's great.
And
this is good
Dot
stuff.
Finds them hilarious.
Yeah.
She loves the idea. And BB's like, Dad, that's not their name. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it is. And then it becomes a battle for which child is enjoying it most compared to which child is enjoying it the least. And the answer is always, I'm enjoying it the most.
Right.
Smelly Elsa is very funny.
Do you think you could talk to a priest who you could invite to the FaceTime chat? Like mid-possession, like, oh, I know what I can do, and like bring a priest into the chat. Like, I'm saying some twist. Some twist. Ooh, a priest puppet is good. Some twist for concerned aunt, where she doesn't see it coming. Like, concerned aunt gets possessed too. Now everybody's possessed.
No, that would ruin that spotlight ceiling. That spotlight ceiling.
You ruin
ceiling.
It for both of you.
You want to add on without changing, because right now it sounds like 9-year-old likes the dynamic.
What about
of
a romance?
Concerned aunt.
A romance arc. That's cool.
Aunt gets like the package delivery at the beginning, and she really hits it off with the lady who's delivering packages, and they have like a
romance. That's cool. Write that out, Juice.
Yeah, I
script
love that.
That out. Script that out
if you
for
can
me.
Give me a treatment on that. That would be lovely.
That's it. That was the thing.
What
now
about
you guys
what about
it,
as a concerned work your aunt? Magic. You start to kind of side with the demon a little bit. Like actually, demon's making a lot of good points.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Okay. Yeah, that would be.
I'm not sold on it. Listen, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Maybe we hear the demon out.
So yeah. much of acting.
I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
So much of acting is the brain, is in the brain, is in the mind.
Yeah, I would say mind. A lot of the stuff we do as human beings is in the brain.
No. But this is different. This is acting.
Oh, okay.
Mm. What's different about acting is that you don't have to do stuff in the real world. You can act in your mind. Ask yourself, where did concerned aunt go to school, and what was her third grade
Juilliard for acting.
She went to Juilliard for acting. She's also thinking about concerned aunt. So we're two layers deep. And when you're really fucking good at acting, you can do that. You can go, if you take our classes, you'll be able to go 4-5 layers deep of an actor being an actor being an actor. It'll be amazing.
And if you sign up for those classes using promo code TravNation, you're going to
get
69%
off.
10% off.
Oh wow, that's
if you like
deal.
if you like it mid possession, just pull out a peanut butter Clif bar and take a bite. You're like, my favorite, and then put it down. That's building the character. That's that's color. You know what I mean? That she loves that. She loves that kind of Clif bar. Or like take out an asthma inhaler. Just that's just
little
part of
tweaks.
It.
Little tweaks.
Or maybe
tweaks.
Just stare off into the distance for a second while you remember something that maybe happened to you as a child. Regarding like, the day the swing broke, right? And I broke my arm. And you just remember it for a second.
Remember it.
Come back.
But don't say it or do anything. Or the child gets so
it's
pissed off. Think it. And think about it. That's what most of acting is.
Don't be it. Dream it.
The other half is kissing. It's weird that we have to do this.
Yeah.
In
it's like 50-50.
It's weird that every movie has a kiss in it.
Yes, thank you.
And that they make us do this.
Why?
Why?
I love money. Let's go to the money zone.
Whoa, that was abrupt, Trav.
As an influencer, I'm just going to lay my cards out on the table. I love money, and I'll promote anything for money.
I'll promote
it. Now,
let's go to the money zone.
I'll even promote Stitch Fix, a company which you've all heard me talk adversely about. I've spoken out against Stitch Fix so many times.
Yeah.
But for money, I'm willing to promote Stitch Fix.
Yeah.
For money, I'll say I love Stitch Fix.
That's
I'll say
true,
I've been subscribed.
Said.
I'll claim to have been subscribed to Stitch Fix for many, many years now. And I'll say I'm wearing Stitch Fix pants. You know what I mean? For money, for my money, I'll do it. Because Stitch Fix, they will connect you with like a personal stylist and give you stuff to wear that's based on what you like, your sizes, your budget, all of that. And for
I'm head to toe stitching right now. I've just realized I am head to toe stitching, which speaks to the quality of this incredible service.
Are your headphones Stitch Fix?
Yes, Travis, my headphones are
Stitch
Fix.
I'm just curious as to what the head part is. Glasses?
No, it's not. Okay, neck to toe.
It's an expression,
ankle.
Travis.
It's an expression,
it's expression.
Man.
That's
an expression.
Was it
that's
worth
an expression.
It? Was it worth that?
It was.
It's just a figure of speech.
You were on it, Travis. You were on a fucking roll, dude. And then I interrupted you, and then you interrupted me, bro.
In your prime,
Justin, you got to interrupt and get back on it.
And you fell apart in your prime. I these are this shirt could be from Stitch Fix. I don't remember, but it could be any shirt could be from Stitch Fix. You got to keep your eyes open.
That's good.
Any shirt could be from Stitch Fix if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
You only have to keep the stuff that you love, but I really feel like you're going to love a lot of it because they do a great job. And trust me, try it today at stitchfix.com/brother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/brother. Stitchfix.com. Brother.
It's 2023. Your website is bad. The one that you currently have, unless you're a Squarespace user, and in which case it kicks ass and is good. And you can probably see where this ad's going. But you need to have
a bit.
You got to get a better website. And Squarespace is the, I'm just going to say, easiest way to do that. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. We've all made Squarespace websites. I mean, the three of us, but maybe every person on earth has. And it's easy. It's great. It really doesn't take much effort. And you get something that looks like it took a lot of effort, which is the American dream. Create pro-level videos effortlessly with the Squarespace Video Studio app. They have a next-gen website design system called Fluid Engine. It lets you take a template that you like and customize every single detail with drag and drop. Nothing drab about this technology, but it is drag and drop. And you can also have
and
little
flip and plop.
You can have secret little member areas for your and they're like little hidden enclaves that you can put on your website too. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You never get enough breath going into that sentence. It always takes a little bit more breath to get through that sentence than you think it's going to.
But that's part of growing up,
is
learning.
Learning, growing. Man.
I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Elliot Kalin.
And together we are The Flophouse, a long-running podcast on the Maximum Fun Network, where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
And because we're so long-running, maybe you haven't given us a chance. I get it, but you don't actually have to know anything about previous episodes to enjoy us, and I promise you that if you find our voices irritating, we grow endearing over time.
Perhaps you listened to one of our old episodes and decided that we were dumb and immature. Well, we've been doing this a while now. We have become smarter and more mature, and generally nicer to Dan.
But we are only human, so no promises.
Find The Flophouse on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Co-Optober continues in celebration of National Co-op Month. I'm Palmieri Muniz, producer and a worker owner at MaxFun.
I'm Jesus Ambrosio, producer, and I'm also a worker owner at MaxFun. This week is all about community.
Of course, we couldn't be a co-op without the MaxFun community, and we love it whenever members of our audience get together. So we're having another MaxFun meetup this Thursday, October 12th.
And next week, we'll be hosting a panel discussion with other worker owners across the co-op community.
And we are still selling our limited edition Launch Crew merch available to all MaxFun members.
But only through the end of the month.
For more info on meetup day and everything co-optober, head to MaximumFun.org/co-optober.
That's COOPTOBER. Have a great week.
Would you guys like to do another question?
I'd love that, Justin, please. Right.
I am starting a new job and my first day falls on Halloween. I was told there will be a Halloween party. What costume should I wear in order to make the best first impression? That's from Vexed Girl in the Valley. The party will be
Quagmire.
Okay. P.S. The party will be immediately preceded by a mandatory office-wide sexual harassment awareness training. If that helps, that does not sound real.
Not Quagmire.
I don't think that Quagmire is the best fit for that.
Aww.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Could you wait until after the seminar to put the Quagmire costume on?
Giggity. You could beat Quagmire during the seminar and keep asking questions and really learn a lot and be a changed Quagmire.
That'd be
I've
so
learned a lot about consent.
Travis, it sucks how good that is. Don't do that. That sucks. It's not fair and it sucks.
I just have to hit the ground running. I could never do it again.
What a shitty character to be able to do that good. That sucks, man. You didn't think about the repercussions.
I know. Listen.
Man, that sucks, because it's definitely not the first time you've done that before.
It is.
I believe Travis, when you have voice, sometimes it's just rattling around and then it comes out. Yeah,
that's a good point.
How do you do the line you have to walk? And I know I'm just laying out the parameters of the question already there. But to make it clear is you don't know how committed the rest of the office is to Halloween. So you don't want to go all out and show up and you're the only one who went. But you also don't want to like really hedge your bets and you go up and everybody's all out.
And don't
I got to find a balance.
I don't agree.
Really?
I feel like in this day and age, the more common play is to go fucking all out. Every single themed party I've been to in the last like 3 or 4 years, which ain't a lot, have been adults trying to win the party by being the best looking one there in the theme that has been provided. So I would actually assume that if you don't bring that high fucking Heidi Klum cheddar, you are going to actually embarrass yourself.
What about Indiana Jones?
Okay. Speak on that.
Indiana Jones, easy to get the pieces to.
Hat.
Right? Pants. And recognizable.
I did that one, no joke, in middle school I did that one in like an hour's notice with a fedora that we just happened to have around our house for some reason and a jump rope.
Well, don't say for some reason. There were at least 4 straight cis white men in the house.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Statistically speaking, there was a fedora around.
Yeah, and a jump rope I had cut in half. Done.
Whoa.
Next Halloween, please. Crush that one.
That's a really good one. You gotta be careful, though, because if this is your first day, you are going to be remembered, like, people are going to assume that you love Indiana Jones, like, because that will be the thing in their head that they remember first, like that. Oh, Indy, we call it. That'll be a cool nickname, though.
That's what I'm saying. Cool, it's like, that's not that bad.
Yeah,
don't go dress like a calculator. You're right, but Indiana Jones is cool. Math's not cool.
Judge Lance
history is
Judge
cool.
Lance Ito was a big deal.
Well, that's cool.
I saw someone dressed as Judge Lance Ito.
In what year?
I mean, like, this was 10 years ago, which was still 20 years.
Still post-Ito by a considerable margin.
Yeah. Though. Can you dress as the boss?
That's so
the
good.
Fine Bruce Springsteen.
Get pictures of your direct supervisor.
Oh, I see.
And dress exactly like them.
Exactly like them.
Here's the power play. Yeah. It doesn't matter what costume you wear on Halloween. But the second day of employment, you wear the same costume. And the third and the fourth, this isn't a costume, baby. This is who I am.
I've always
been the devil.
I'm Billy Idol. This is me.
This is me, Billy Idol. Which way to accounts payable?
I think we can all agree, don't be the Joker.
Don't be the
Joker. No way, dude.
Which one? Any of them?
Don't be any Joker.
Oh, man.
He's not a good employee. I don't think anyone's ever worked with Joker and been like, that was great.
Yeah. Especially if you're the person who has to train the Joker. If you're assigned to train the Joker, it's like, hey, could you just show the Joker around? I really wish I didn't have to. I made a fish in the microwave. God damn it.
Goal-oriented, results-driven Joker. You know what I mean? Like, he is.
But that is Joker. He is all those things, but for crime.
Yes.
And not work.
But not crime. This would be like, I'm the clown prince of results. You know, like, you get the job done.
That kicks ass. In the Batman movie where Joker is heavily featured, it opens up with a bank heist where he kills all of his coworkers.
Yes.
And then next time Joker wants to do a bank heist, he's going to call up and be like, hey, Tricky Rick, are you in? And he'll be like, no, I heard what you did to Shifty Steve. You fucking killed him in the bank, which sucks. So no, I don't think I'm going to do a heist with you, Joker.
Oh, I
short-sighted.
Please, though. I'm unconventional, but I get results.
I pay health and dental.
We have plenty of mental health resources to help you deal with all the terrible things we'll be doing.
I give 9 months maternity leave and paternity leave. Wait, you do?
Yes.
Okay, wait, hold on. Kind of coming around. So you're saying there's like a 95% chance you'll kill me at the end of the heist, but I would get 9 months paternity leave and 2 weeks paid time off with 10 mental health days to be used throughout the year.
Tom, say what you will about Batman's foes, but they are job creators. I mean, Batman.
Yeah, thank you.
Batman is just there basically by himself. Sometimes he has a butler who I can't imagine he's paying. Right, he's probably like,
well, the none of the bad guys would exist if Batman weren't there to get them all riled up. So Batman's the job's creator.
Yeah, that's fair, because how many of the henchmen would have signed up if they weren't like, I want to hurt people and steal stuff so bad, but I do need the protection of a bigger thing? I would also point out that on top of everything, the Penguin does own and operate a nightclub. So, like,
they all do. He's don't they? Also, I feel like they all do.
I don't think the Joker runs a legitimate business. Like, I think Mr. Freeze has like a scientific research deal and
Clayface runs a dispensary. Yeah, which is
I don't think the Joker is like, and this is my bakery.
Poison Ivy Claire has a dispensary. No, that's too easy.
Sorry.
Damn it. Okay. All right.
I want to munch.
Squad.
But I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast and a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. Hey, listen, this one's not funny. I guess it's kind of funny.
Hey, what a preface.
Listen, this is not funny. This is just an alert. White Castle has introduced new Asian-inspired flavors.
Okay. We don't need to update every time a new flavor is added.
Yeah,
to
but you do with these, Griffin. Here are White Castle's three newest recipes. First, a quote to lead us in from Jamie Richardson, vice president at White Castle. White Castle's in the business of creating... Any guesses? White Castle
tiny
is
burgers.
In the business of... All right, Travis's Tiny Burgers. That's interesting. Yes, Griffin?
I just thought they might be very literal. Maybe the
memories.
Word
memories,
memorable moments around delicious food.
I'll take it.
And these Asian-inspired recipes accomplish just that, said Jamie Richardson. The ingredients are simple and accessible, but will produce results that will have your family asking them to be added to the snack and to meal rotation. Mother, can we add White Castle to the snack?
not the regular ones.
The Asian-inspired White Castle, mother. Add it to the rotation, please.
First up, banh mi sliders.
Okay.
The jalapeno cheese sliders take the headlines, but the supporting cast, including carrots, daikon radish, cucumber, and sriracha mayo, is just as important. Once you pickle the veggies, robust flavor. Did White Castle come to fuck? Let's go.
Sounds like they maybe came to fuck today.
Yes, White Castle is ready.
Pretty good, White Castle. Kudos.
That sounds really good.
Pork belly chicken sliders. The chicken sliders are the foundation, but the pork belly and pickled red onions take a little preparation. That juice is worth the squeeze with this recipe.
Jesus Christ.
A gross ending. You did not stick. You stick the landing in a big kiddie pool full of pudding.
Then,
that was gross, but the
got,
sandwich sounds
what
amazing.
What they got for you here? Marachu ramen sliders.
What?
Ramen sliders. This recipe, which uses classic cheese sliders as a base, features beef flavor marachu ramen noodle soup. Sliced green onions, hard-boiled eggs, and sriracha, if desired, join the party to make an unforgettable sandwich.
Okay.
Now listen, I'm a simple country lawyer.
Yeah.
How do you include soup in a burger? How does one physically include soup?
This is why I saved it for the end. They put it at the top of their list, and that was a mistake. I put this at the end because I got because I wanted to
the
build
end.
The trust.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those other two sandwiches, they're ready. They're ready for the big show. That third one, a glop of soup.
How do you get the soup?
I have to imagine it's just the noodles. Yes, that there's not a broth component to it. There's just a gentleness.
Yeah, they say the word soup.
Probably. It probably is just the noodles, but even that.
Still.
Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a soppy wet bun.
It does worry me a bit because, like, if you've ever made ramen for children, you know that there is an extremely limited window of edibility for ramen. Once it has absorbed all of its own juices and it starts to congeal, I don't know if this one would be great, but I did want to give you a heads up about it.
The other two, though? The other two White Castle came to fuck for sure.
I'll fuck with that bon mi.
Yeah, the bon mi sounds real nice.
I'll eat seven.
Give me seven of those little
ones.
Hey, guys.
Gentlemen, seven. They're little, too, so I could just...
I can pound 12 of those.
Jimmy John's has got new Boy Math catering bundles.
Jesus Christ.
Jimmy John's is launching a brand new addition to its menu, the Boy Math Catering Bundle. The new bundle makes throwing a party so easy that it makes absolutely no sense. The new bundle makes throwing a party so easy that it makes absolutely no sense.
That's not a thought. That's not
the promotion is based on a viral TikTok trend with over 113 million views. So obviously, we did sandwiches about it.
Yeah.
Boy Math essentially gives reasons to trends.
You cannot do things. Listen, I know it's 2023 and it doesn't feel like this, but you can sometimes opt not to do a thing.
And it kicks ass when you do it that way. Yeah. You got to put your glasses back on. Hey, what's up?
What up, girl?
The Boy Math Catering Bundle was created for the guys that want to have their friends over, but have only one pot and pan.
What?
Justin said it weird, but that was clearly a joke.
Now, guys, listen. I think AI is starting to write some of these.
Okay.
This is my theory. Think about these sentences, okay? The Boy Math Catering Bundle was created for the guys that want to have their friends over, but have only one pot and pan. For the guys that don't want to cook because they don't want to do the dishes.
Now, but
this is a Cyberman who is doing this.
This is definitely a Cyberman. He's been converted. Here's the thing I don't understand. What that presupposes is that until now, men who wanted to have their friends over, but only have one pot and pan, had no other options of ways in which to feed their friends.
Right.
That there was no, if only there was a food I could order and split between multiple people at the same time.
Can we continue the Turing test, please?
Yes. The Boy Math Catering Bundle will be featured online and on the Jimmy John's app. It features both a small and large sizing option and includes sandwiches. Mate, that's a tough moment in the... It's a tough moment. You're having the boys over, and you gotta really look at yourself and say, "Self, am I gonna have enough boys for the large?
Yeah,
because if not,
and are my boys large enough for the large? Is another
how hungry
factor.
Are you, Doug? Oh, I'm so hungry, Doug.
That's
don't
Doug.
Lie to
Quantify
me.
Quantify it.
No one here is gonna judge you. But if we get a large and you only eat half of it, Doug,
it doesn't matter. If you get the large and your boys are there and they're like, I'm stuffed and there's still so much left. Did you think you have more boys? And you have did you think maybe you have more boys than this?
Or did you think that us boys have more fortitude than this? What were you thinking? You know we're very dainty boys.
And that is available at Jimmy John's. Let's see. With each bundle, you can enjoy Jimmy John's giant cookies or fudge chocolate brownies. Now, this one. And since this is such a smart deal, it's for the girls, too. Oh. Because the money...
Oh, boy.
Because the money you save from ordering a catering bundle means you just made money. Hello, girl math.
What the fuck
Holy
is with the world
shit,
today?
Dog.
What
Jimmy.
Fuck, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I know you're not like... You don't pass the smell test necessarily, Jimmy, but this is a unforced error, Mr. John.
Of all the ways to wade into the gender binary discussion, the least consequential, most destructive way possible.
Yeah.
What you've done here, Jim, Mr. Jim, is you've taken a thing that already was bad and weird in context out of context. Right. And, like, how the fuck is anyone supposed to understand what the goddamn hell you're talking about?
The boy math meme was begat by boy dinner, right?
Which was, I think, girl dinner
was
first.
Begat by girl dinner, right?
Right. So,
but it seems like maybe of those two memes, there's one that dovetails very nicely with a sandwich restaurant.
And that would be
the
dinner-based
one. Yeah, it has dinner in it, Jimmy.
That's your update. KFC Canada apologized to Utensils for being so delicious publicly. They apologized to all Utensils.
Finally. That sounds like bullshit.
Yeah. But I did want to let you guys know about that. They finally apologized. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself and you had a chuckle or two.
I hope you stopped listening after minute 12.
Yeah.
I hope that you heeded our warning that we wouldn't do anything.
You can't complain if you didn't like the rest of it, because we did tell you it wasn't going
to
be.
We did tell you to bail.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's on you.
I hope you kept listening, though, so that you would know that, like, this weekend, we're going to be in Philadelphia, New York, doing My Brother and Me in Philly on October 11th.
That's Wednesday. That is not the weekend in traditional Gregorian calendar.
I mean, listen, when you live my life, Audio's an influencer. I'm on private jets.
Okay.
I've got my yacht now.
So we're going to be in Philly on Wednesday the 11th.
Yeah.
And then
doing My Brother and Me October 12th for New York Comic Con, doing Hootenanny with Adventure Zone. October 13th, we're at New York Comic Con again, doing My Brother Me with Sawbones opening. You do not need a New York Comic Con badge to attend the show, but folks who have both a badge and a ticket to either show will receive a free show poster, as well as the option for priority seating at the show. And you can also, after the show, view it as video on demand online. And more info and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroyTours.
Thank you to Montaigne for this, for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. If you haven't listened to it today, get your body right, get your ears right, get your soul right. And
get your walk right.
Get your walk right. Your walk with Montaigne. Please fix it.
Thank you.
And go to McElroyMerch.com. We got new merch. We got a bunch of new Amnesty themed stuff, which is very exciting. Amnesty Lodge themed candle, which smells real good.
And if you... if you're a fan of Great British Bake Off, Teresa and I are back with our Bake Off watch and discussion show, watch and review show, Bake On, which you can find wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's send them.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I've been working on this sound.
Oh.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
I went too hard.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.